false start there. Oh, goodness. You didn't hear it, but I said, welcome back. And then it was nothing. I said, welcome back again. So, hey, we're professionals here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We're talking to Rick Crossan. He's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. On the other side, we were talking about, you just started to get into it, of yeah. the things that you're kind of hearing at the county fairs and all the issues that people are talking to you about. And I don't think these are Republican issues or Democratic issues. I think these are just people issues.
No, you're absolutely right. These kind of issues don't respect political boundaries.
Right.
That's for sure. And they're real problems that deserve real energy, real work, and delivering real results. Starting out with healthcare. I personally believe that healthcare should be a right, a fundamental mm-hmm. human right. That should, yeah. there, no equivocation, no argument. We got to figure out how to make that a foundational part of this country's
yeah.
existence, and not just for people who happen to have a job, who have medical insurance, which, by the way, your insurance rates are going to be going up here pretty high here pretty uh-huh. soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hearing some astronomical percentages.
Yeah.
And that's all a result of people grabbing for things that don't necessarily respect the core reason that we should be healthy. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, life implies that you're healthy.
Right.
So that's a big one. Rural health care is a big issue that I'm hearing out in the various counties. Medicaid, obviously, is a key concern by a lot of folks, because some of these folks who voted for the current regime in power didn't think that these things were going to affect them personally.
Right.
Well, they thought it was just going to be some
right.
other group of people. Well, it's not me, it's them. Well,
yeah.
they are now the them that's out there that's being hit, and they're worried that their grandmother, who's in the nursing home, will have to come back home and move in with them because the nursing home is shut down, or their Medicaid right. payments have been stopped because they didn't fill out the paperwork correctly. And or the benefits have dried up. So healthcare, this whole immigration issue, we think, or there are those who think, not me, but there are those who think that, well, that doesn't apply to me. Well, here again, you're living in a dream world bubble if you think that anybody who is here and who is contributing to the economic growth of the country doesn't affect you personally. Look at the meat processing plants that are mm-hmm. here. There are whole families who have uprooted and decided to leave because of fear. And this whole immigration issue needs a fundamental look at the law itself. The whole immigration law is something that is just, it's a mess, and it needs some work. Right now, we've got performative art, performative theater going on
mm-hmm.
to show people that, well, look at us. We're doing this. We're tough on crime.
We're deporting everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a problem with the issue of somebody's touting himself to be tough on crime, and he himself has 34 count felony convictions
right.
against him. How does somebody reconcile that?
Well, and how many times has his administration been sued because they've been repeatedly breaking the law on things?
Exactly. The things that he has done, and this
terrible.
Was all part of their strategy. All you had to do is read the Project 2020. They told you what they were going to do. They were going to flood the zone. They were going to just one thing after another, after another, after another, overwhelm the courts and hopefully get a lot of this stuff by. The court systems take time to catch up with the madness, but
yep.
but it's there. But we can't just rely only on the courts to put a check to this kind of stuff, this lawlessness. Economic instability, the cost of everything. I mean, what was the promise? That as soon as he came into office, the price of food was going to go down? How's that working out for you?
Right.
Negative impact on low-income Americans. Here again. Well, it doesn't apply to me. Well, yes, it does, because when one of us is hurting, we're all hurting, and we've got to get away from what I call that whole zero sum game mentality, where yeah. if I win, it's only because you're giving up something.
Right.
We've got to readjust our thinking when it comes to the welfare and taking care of everybody in this country.
One of the things I think is really interesting here is we're sitting down with Rick Crossan, who's running for the 8th Congressional District here in Northeast Wisconsin. The people that used to be moderates on the right, that were looked at as like, okay, well, they're they're common sense folks. You look at like a Marco Rubio, who was someone who stood up to Donald Trump vehemently, you know, and you look at some of those folks. Nancy Mace was considered moderate at one point. Mm-hmm. And now what they've done is they have changed it to this, everything is a zero sum game and everything is about you losing. And it's from the little things, like when they say it's the Democrat Party, shut up with that. Shut up. You're only saying that because it's a little bit of a jab to the Democratic Party, you know, and they wouldn't know what democracy is if it grabbed them by the, well, you know, but you know, it's this mean-spirited politics that have entered the room since Donald Trump has come on board. And it's disgusting. It's awful.
I agree, Mark. It's disgraceful. I look at Marco Rubio and I say, are members of his family still alive? And still, is his mama still alive too? Because I know if I went home after the way he talked about me, and then yeah. I'm sitting next to him with a straight, there's no way. Right. There's just no way. I couldn't do it. I think we should be presenting ourselves as a sane, logical alternative to the madness that's out there.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of disaffected people on the right, but they don't feel like they have a viable option and a viable alternative.
Yes.
I personally am going to present myself as that viable alternative and option as a member of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has some areas that it needs to work on to give better clarity about what it is, yes. what it is not, and what it aspires to be.
Yep.
And I'm personally working within the local party to give some clarity to that.
Well, we're going
to
talk about that here with Rick Crossan next on the Rational Revolution. We're going to talk about what is it going to take to get through the primary. And how do we do all of that? How do we navigate those streets? I'm Mark Becker on the Rational Revolution, the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.